Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacey Cole, and Todd Michaels.
Let's move on to another interesting one, another interesting confession that actually came out on live television just last week. Here's the situation, because if you're just tuning in, this is one of those stories that doesn't really sound real at first. Earlier last week, police and federal agents showed up at a quiet little home on Crestwood Court in Albany. They were there on a financial crimes warrant. Nothing violent, just suspicions about Social Security payments. Still going to an elderly couple no one had seen in years. Neighbors were told they'd moved to Germany. Plausible, until they weren't. Fast forward a day, and crews are digging in the backyard. And by Wednesday, they uncover one set of human remains. Thursday morning, a second set. And then this is where it turns. Their son, Lorenz Kraus, walked into the local CBS 6 station, sits down for a full-on camera interview, and calmly confesses to killing both of his parents back in 2017. This is after the bodies had been discovered. He knew. He told them. And as soon as the camera stopped rolling, police arrested him right there in the station parking lot. He's now charged with 2 counts of second-degree murder and 2 counts of concealment of a corpse, but he's pleading not guilty. And what you're about to see is the unedited interview that set all of this off. A man calmly detailing how he allegedly ended his parents' lives, buried them behind the house, and then lived off their benefits for years. We're going to play the full thing. It's not graphic, but it's deeply unsettling, and we'll talk about it as we go through all of this. What's interesting about all this, it's not necessarily a case where it appears to just be financially motivated. This seems to be what he believes to be Kevorkian-like, mercy killing. Now, you can have your opinions on that, and I understand that, but is this that? Is the story that he's trying to tell, the story that I think a lot of us think he believes, is it truly a mercy killing? Did he do it for the right reasons, or was he deciding to play God? You guys got a chance to check this out a little bit before we jump into the video. Just initial thoughts on this guy.
I think there's a lot of mental insufficiency here, and I just put into Claude, let's do a comparison between Norman Bates and this man. Both involve parental murder. Both involve concealment. Kraus describes them as mercy killings, claiming my concern is for their misery. That was paramount to him. A bit of twisted logic, but there are some differences that Norman's psychology, it says, centers on fractured identity and assuming his mother's persona. So obviously it goes a little further down the rabbit hole, but that was the first thing I thought of was
he didn't show up to the TV station dressed as mother.
Correct. Exactly. But I felt some parallels as I was watching the interview that, wow, Norman.
There's vibes. Would this be a guy you'd go out and have a coffee with, like Stacey?
Okay, here's the thing. I was thinking.
Please don't say you find him attractive.
No, God,
okay,
no.
Okay, just double checking.
No, but as somebody who is recently single, thinking about getting into the dating pool and getting on apps, these people are out there.
Yeah.
You know, so you might sit down and have coffee with them, but, you know, 3 sips into your latte, get the fuck out.
I wonder how that story would go. You know, I wonder how it would, if it would be told in the, because I'm guessing the financial pieces wouldn't be in there. I could see it being told, yeah, you know, my parents, they were elderly, they were, and they entrusted me to help them pass on. And I'm going to guess it might be how it was spun. There's a lot of ways one could, I'm sure, try and spin this and justify it in his mind. Clearly, this happened in 2017, so he's had a damn near a decade to try and justify this, which he's attempting to do in this television interview. We're going to start watching it. We'll kind of pause as we go through. It's a dandy. Let's start watching the interview with Mr. Krause.
All right, Lars. Well, thanks for sitting down with us. We really appreciate it. We'll get to the statement, but first we want to talk about the more recent event, actually the prior events and now the more recent events. Take me back to the summer of 2017. What happened to your parents?
My mother wrote me a note, which the police must have now, describing her walking across Whitehall Road. I mean, not Whitehall, Wolf Road. And she fell down on her face. And she had, when I saw her a week or so later, yellow and green, black and blue marks from this. And she wrote that down. And that was a situation that became a problem, because when elderly start to fall down, the time comes that they started, you know, beginning of the end. And my father also had cataract surgery, and he lost his vision to double vision, so he couldn't be a he couldn't drive, so they were losing their independence and so forth. And my mother had a brother who had Alzheimer's, and my father had a sister who had Alzheimer's. They were both in nursing homes. My mother had a second sister who also had Alzheimer's. And you know, they put you in a bed, they put catheters into you, they, you know, they rip your teeth out to try to keep you, you know, wait, the whole nine yards. So this is in the back of my mind. Out.
So you didn't want to see them deteriorate and go through.
They pull your teeth out? Is this a thing? Is he talking about like false teeth?
I don't know. I don't think they pull your teeth out.
No, they don't.
That doesn't seem right.
They pull your teeth out.
His view of reality is extremely skewed. I mean, obviously, you know, getting into this case, but some things are flying out of his mouth that seem really odd at this point. There's some huge red flags about this guy that reality is not the same for him as it is for us.
No, go ahead, Todd.
Some of what he's saying is not untrue, meaning that, you know, when elderly parents start falling down, that creates issues, blah, 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 sure. Alzheimer's. I get all that. And I think before we did the show today, I said to you guys, there's a little part of me that feels for what he's going through, because I understand that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But to think that killing your parents is going to prevent them from having to deal with what it's like to go through the process of dying, a natural death, that's where, you know, he loses it right there for me. And this letter that he talks about that the cops have, and
yeah, she wrote down she fell. So basically he's qualifying the death of she fell and had, you know, some bruising. Okay. And his dad has cataracts. Let's kill him.
Those are not reasons to do euthanasia for a human. And there is medical aid in, medical aid in dying. It's called MAID.
Sure. Yeah.
And Canada does quite a bit. I wouldn't say quite a bit, but they do it more than we do in this country. But I've looked into it. There are some states where you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to have reasons. It isn't just, I've got cataracts now. Time to go. It's not like that.
Well, yeah, and there doesn't seem to be a lot of documentation that mom and dad wanted him to asphyxiate them with a pillow either. Exactly. As their way out. But it feels like this guy is kind of catastrophizing things a bit in his life. He's seen the trauma. He's been traumatized, it sounds like, by his sister's dying. We're going to hear about that in a moment. and what she went through. It sounds like he had some other relatives. He's had unpleasant experiences in nursing facilities. Okay, sure. And it sounds like there's some cognitive distortion going on here of thinking, okay, well, because A and B mean this, then it must mean C, and mom and dad, this is, you know, they're going to start ripping their teeth out and all these horrible things, so I better save them. I feel like there's like a savior complex going on here and kind of a God complex. But I don't know that he's aware of it. And let's keep watching and see where it goes.
Through that, did you?
I'll mention, you know, the police know about my sister and having to see my sister die from cancer. I was 16, she was 14. Go through 9 months or so of, you know, the agony of cancer.
So did you kill your parents to as a mercy killing to put them out of their misery? You can be honest with us.
I know. I'll leave that for the statement that I put on your website.
Statement doesn't mention that.
I know.
Mention that.
Right.
I want to hear from you.
Yeah.
What did you do to your parents?
I buried them in their property.
You buried them in the backyard of that house in Albany.
Right.
At what point did they become deceased?
I need to see a calendar. Sometime August 2017.
And did they die at your hand? That's the question.
Right. I'll have to leave it for that statement.
But that's not in the statement. And I think it's important for people to know what happened to your parents.
Right.
They were your parents. You love them. They were deteriorating. What did you do?
I will.
Don't tell me you're going to leave it to the statement because it's not in the statement.
I know.
What did you do to your parents?
My goal is for the American people to recognize that there's 40 million boomers. They're all going to go through the same kind of problem. It affects all of us. And we need to widen up the law so that people can deal with these kind of problems in a humane way, in a whatever way that people can deal with. And I did my duty to my parents.
So you ended their lives.
I won't.
You're saying that without actually saying that word. I want to hear you say that word. Ended their lives.
I have to.
To give them mercy, you're saying.
I have to plead my Fifth Amendment rights until I can disclose it with my statement there.
Did you have any concern that whatever you did was wrong?
I would never have done such a thing if I ever did it, knowing it's wrong.
So you believe what you did was right. You believe taking your parents' lives was the right thing to do for their sake.
If I did it, absolutely that.
But you did do it. You're saying to us that you did it.
There's a statement there that we'll deal with more later if you want to know.
Lawrence, I appreciate that. I'm going to talk about your statement, but show me where in the statement it says that you killed your parents. It doesn't. It doesn't talk about the fate of your parents here. You keep talking about the statement answering my question, but the statement does not answer my question. It's the question people want to know. And I think they need to hear it from you.
Yes, there's time for that.
And I think now's the time. Did you kill your parents to put them out of their misery?
My concern for their misery was paramount.
Mm-hmm.
It was a huge burden to have to face this coming up. This is a horrible situation.
Sure. So you alleviated that burden.
You're a good question. I have to protect my Fifth Amendment right on this until the right time.
I'm not an attorney. I'm not an officer of the law. You don't have to say that to me.
Yes, but I mean, whatever I say here is going to be held against me elsewhere, right?
Of course, but you probably answer to a higher authority anyway in the long run. So I think you can tell us what happened. Did you kill your parents together at the same time in the same place? What method did you use?
All that kind of stuff I would answer later with that deal with the American people. But I can't, I'm not going to speak about such.
So why come
like
to
that?
A TV station?
But you have a chance to tell the American people
Let's
right now.
Let's pause it for a second.
Yeah.
So many theatrical things here, and this guy has a grandiose complex about
it. Uh-huh. I got that written right here.
Yep, that's the first thing that popped up in my head is this guy, he wants recognition. He knows he knows exactly what he's done. He knows what the consequences are. He's a very smart man, but he wants the attention. He's like a dog begging for a treat right now.
Yeah, I mean, if you're not going to go in there and say, hey, listen, I killed my parents, and because of these reasons, right? Why even show up?
Yeah.
What's the frickin' point?
For the American people.
Because he uses the American people a lot. I mean, that's what I find interesting. And that's where I wrote down, for the American people, grandiose. That was my note. I'm like, this guy's got a grandiose complex. Like, he really, and then to deal with the problems, some of his terminology is rather interesting. And a huge burden to have to face this coming up.
Right. This isn't about them.
It's about him.
It's about him
having to face this huge burden coming up. It doesn't mean it was even upon him. It was coming up. So he was getting ahead of the game.
Hate to say this, but anybody who has parents who are aging, you're going to have to deal with this in your life.
Correct.
Jennifer, one of our viewers, Jennifer, had a couple of good things to say. She said, is he just trying to look crazy so he can plead the insanity? And also, this is not to, he's not so impaired mentally that he doesn't know to
correct
use the Fifth Amendment.
Yeah. And there's a level of glee about this man, which I find rather odd to be, I'm here. But because I think he thinks he's being like an advocate. I think that that's where he's coming from. I think he's on this show thinking, I'm gonna tell my story and people are gonna understand. And the way he was talking, the American people need, for the American people to understand that there needs to be, the laws need to loosen up or something he said earlier. I'm all okay with having more assisted ways of killing yourself if that's what you want to do when you're old and or you're in a very unhealthy state, so you're not having to be a vegetable. But this ain't that. And it seems like he's trying to justify that he made the call here and it was completely above board.
He's not wrong entirely about the problem that we have in this country with our boomers and
sure.
what we're going to be going through and how we're ill-equipped to deal with it. My soon-to-be ex's mom was in a nursing home dealing with dementia, and some of the things that we had to deal with her, and I don't mean anything bad toward her, but the facility that she was in that we were paying, like, I think it was over $9,500 a month. It was subpar at times. So yeah, we do have a problem in this country, and maybe that's what he's alluding to, but his remedy is not the correct one.
There's always a little bit of reality, always a little bit of truth in something like this, where it makes you go, okay. And that's how then they pile their bullshit on top of that.
Correct.
And it's like, yeah, well, you can argue that over here, but this part you're trying to connect is not part of the same damn thing.
Right.
From a professional standpoint, since we're in broadcasting all of our lives, thoughts on the interviewer?
This is not bad.
This is
he's going for the kill. He's going for the kill.
Yeah. And it's like and weather after weather, he's going to expose. he's going to expose how one local fast food restaurant may be using pets instead of ground beef. That's after weather and your 7 day.
Do you think this is on his highlight reel if he decides to go to another?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
He's vying to go to the network. He wants to work for CBS News so bad.
Yeah.
He's your local investigative reporter that gets mimicked in like movies.
He's the one with the black light at the hotel looking at the comforter.
Coming up on Six on Your Side, we go to the Motel 6 with a black light. I recognize that as semen over there. You want to know how I recognize that as semen? Because I did a black light in my bedroom last night.
Oh,
at least he's not doing some sort of taste testing. So,
that's after sports.
They're going to do the AB challenge to figure out what the bodily fluid is.
Look what I work with here, people.
Let's keep going.
All right.
Please.
Feedback on my statement. Then I can believe that I can tell the truth with uninhibited.
You don't think you're going to get better feedback if you're honest with them? And tell us what happened?
I put things in the right order that have to be in the right order. But it's very important that so far as
exculpatory
material, the police had that statement from my mother regarding what happened to her crossing the Sweetheart Wolf Road, falling down, you know. And she also had a problem with, she mentioned she was getting lines in her eyes for some reason. There was no, I don't know what that would be.
That was the prelude that helped set things in motion. That started your parents' downhill trend health-wise.
Yes, but also the letter from her to me said, do something to her, or this is, you need to know this in a way that was.
Your parents asked you to kill them or to take their lives in an immersible fashion?
I think they wanted me to take responsibility for things.
They asked you to take their lives, to do what they couldn't do?
Implicitly, but not explicitly.
So you were just granting their wishes?
My mother, after my sister died, my mother would give me these do not resuscitate things every few months. If you wanted to die, given her grief for my sister, her daughter.
And you loved your parents and you wanted to honor their wishes.
You know, there's something special about our family that we can somehow read each other's minds. Explicit isn't necessarily. You know, I could complete my grandmother's sentences for her, and she would say,
I could complete my grandmother's
sentences. The context of all this became to bear on me.
Did your mom or your dad more so than the other ask you to take their lives?
They didn't explicitly say that, but they made it clear that they were going downhill.
When it actually happened, when your parents died, did they know what was happening to them?
Oh, yeah.
And they knew it was at your hand?
Well, yes, no one else.
Right. So they realized what you were doing to them as it happened. They knew that this was it for them, that they were perishing at your hand.
And it was so quick.
How did you do it?
Yeah, I can't talk about that.
Well, you've just told us that
right. It
was at your hand.
Right.
Were there drugs involved? There a suffocation? Was there? You suffocated them. You suffocated your parents.
Well, kinda.
Yeah.
That was the best way to take their lives, through suffocation.
Basically.
We should have Robin look at this interrogation and give us his thoughts on it.
My father?
And he's doing a pretty good job.
My mother put her head on his chest and she was there for a few hours, and then I finished her.
I finished her.
Whoa.
Finish him.
It's not Mortal Kombat.
I didn't know what to do after that. I was thinking what to do. It took me several days to realize I can't do this, I can't do that. Just bury them on the property, and it was wide open sunlight. I remember my sister, she received either a gift of a lamb or a lamb was given to her upon her funeral, but that lamb showed up. I put it on my mother's grave.
What the fuck?
And the police almost handed that out too.
You call it a grave? You bury them in the backyard and you see it as a grave?
Well, I bury them and I put thing around my mother's grave and with...
Think it has taxidermy in the basement?
Next to her, I put that there.
Human taxidermy.
What did you think as you were doing it? And as you were taking their lives? What was going through your head?
Not thoughts. Action. Make sure it's done.
I wonder if the McRib is back.
not fool around. Not make a mistake. But, you know, I'm sure the police are going to say... What an incompetent idiot I am on that.
Well,
now you're on a television station doing this.
Did they both pass away peacefully? Did they struggle as you did it?
I would say a gray area.
The last minute, no.
The last minute.
But they're
when they finally died.
The first five.
I think my father died very quickly. I was quickly.
Surprisingly.
That shocked me.
Oh. Wow. This guy is the poster child of really bad choices across the board, including doing this interview.
Right.
What are you doing?
My mother, that went quickly too.
Did you realize what you were doing, as righteous as you may have thought it was illegal? And
oh yeah,
whenever you knew you were breaking the law,
you knew you were.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We have to squeeze the law to fit the humans, not us. The humans to fit the law. And we have 40 million boomers. They're all going to suffer a horrible death, typically.
No, they're not.
Like what you just
my mother
did?
Always.
Wow.
Somebody died in their home. She would say, great, that person died with their boots on, instead of going to a hospital and going through a meat processing factory kind of thing.
Jesus
so
Christ.
They were both children of World War II. My mother was born in 42.
I know sometimes my humor is not
toddler.
Good. But do you think he goes to the barber and says,
funerals behind
make me look
the horse
like
and wagon.
Benjamin Franklin.
This is the kind of world she grew up in. My father was age 12.
Going for the Ben look again.
Sorry.
For
3 years. So they had very serious lives. Given the globe, the genocidal British geopolitics, as I call it.
He's justifying this shit every way he can. It's just spewing out, and it makes no sense.
Fooling around on things. They were serious people.
When you were doing this, did you think about the financial ramifications, the fact that you would continue to take their government money?
You know, once that happens, then what do you do?
You stop taking the money.
Yeah.
That's how we got caught.
I mean, the government is pissed because I took the Social Security money and gave it to people who are starving in the Philippines. Okay, then. Be angry about that. But anything, the police know all the money that I have.
Did you really give it to
people
the
to help them? Thousands of dollars. I gave almost, not all the way, all of it away, because there was still a lot left.
Nope.
But I gave away, I didn't play with the money, you know, I gave it away. I didn't enrich myself.
I adopted a pet after hearing Sarah McLachlan commercials in the middle of the night.
No, but this is not a kill for money case, is important to say.
Oh, well, that fixes everything. Thank you.
It's just a kill for kill.
I was helping people before that just fine. So it didn't, the issue of taking my parents' money for other purposes related to that. That doesn't fit. That's why the police, they had a theory going with which we talked about.
Is this Jamie Rake's
on
brother?
Tuesday.
Oh my God!
And they wanted
the
to try
thing.
To say that this was taking their money to give away to other people. But it was that other part, the primary situation.
Someone called that blood money,
right? And I was giving it away,
but it's still blood money.
Well, it.
Look, Robin Hood, still
you
illegal.
To take somebody's money away, that's blood money. But if you, you know, what was I supposed to do with this money?
Not take it?
Again, I couldn't tell anyone. The government needs to have an office where you can say, this is something that happened, and here's how it happens, and this is, they need to have an...
You cashed the checks. You didn't have to cash the
checks. Deal
with
these kind of problems in an open way. Everything in this country is hidden away. And this is a societal crisis. Again, 40 million people are going to deal with this, and maybe, you know, a multiple of that, given their friends and family. So, I mean, it's a reality of human experience. I just wanted to say, in 2020, there was this YouTube channel called Tribe of the Fox, and they did a video called The Manor Bunda. And they explained how in the ancient times, they had men who would do this for the elderly.
Uh-oh.
So they wouldn't have to suffer. And of course, the ancient Greeks always believed in dying on the battlefield rather than dying, you know, in a bag of bones, like a bag of bones. So, I mean, culturally, America is totally...
They didn't die on a battlefield, though. It sounds like they died in their beds with a pillow over their faces.
No, but you didn't put it that way.
I mean, it was a battlefield.
Well, right, it's not... I mean, the preference of people... of the ancient Greeks was to die on the battlefield rather than die so infirm that you had nothing.
Was it a pillow that you used?
No.
What did you use to suffocate them?
My hands.
For my father, my hand.
Oh, God.
For my mother, a rope.
Oh, what?
My God.
So you strangled her?
Yeah, that seemed better.
It was strangulation, not suffocation?
Well, it's the same. No, denial of oxygen.
Okay. Oh, but Jesus.
But also with blood circulation.
Oh, so you cut off the oxygen to both of them. That was your method.
Yeah.
Now that this has come to light and the police started investigating, do you have any regrets?
I did the right thing for them based on the situation. I did my duty to them as a son. Mm. And that's everything fell into place. I don't know how it happened that it all fell into place, but it did. And so no, I don't have, it's a horrible situation to be in.
You think?
One does one's duty and one is done. The issue of regrets, I can't say this. It's a regrettable experience, a regrettable situation. Of course, life is horrible. It has horrible moments in life. But
I just want to make sure I have it correct, because I'm a journalist and facts are important. You used your hand, a single hand, to kill your father?
Right.
Putting it over his nose and you choked him.
Okay. Oh, God.
And you did the same with your mother, but with a rope. You choked her with...
No. Just a rope.
Right. I'm sorry. But I meant you choked her with a rope, though, instead of your hand.
Right.
Okay. Let's pause it for a second.
Are you on any medications today?
That's a great question. God.
That's the golden question right there. You should be.
This is why you can't let your kids live in your fucking basement.
Yeah.
Because this shit will happen.
He's going to find something on YouTube to justify exactly what he wants to do.
It sounds like he's got a lot of us have OCD, but it sounds like he's got a little bit of OCD going on, the way he was talking about things being in their places and stuff earlier. I'm wondering if this is part of it. If this, you know, his weird justification on thinking, well, they're going to die, so we might as well just do this and get them in their place. Now, he had to control the narrative of all this, and it sounds like this may have played a role in his way of thinking. Got to put them in the backyard. Got to put them in their place.
Plenty of sunshine. The lamb came. What the hell was that about?
The lamb. Yeah, that's weird. So I don't know. Was that like a reference, like a stuffed animal or something like that?
I don't know. Or a statue, or if he's seeing things. I'm just, the more he talks, obviously we're sitting here having a little bit of fun with this, but I feel so bad for his parents, the victims.
Yeah.
Even I truly believe that even if his mother wanted him to help her pass, mm-hmm. I doubt it would be with a rope, you know?
Right. But,
well, yeah.
You know, his reference to the lamb, think of the sacrificial lamb. He was sacrificing them. I mean, if you really want to go down the rabbit hole, this guy really thinks that he's something special to these parents. You know, he is the prodigal son.
The lamb came to him, and
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now, and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.